of ASI, the Adhesive and Sealant Council Spring Convention and Expo will be held April 21st to the 23rd in Atlanta, and Rusty Thompson has joined me today to fill us in on what to expect. Rusty is president and CEO of Evans Adhesive and serves as chairman of the ASC. Rusty, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Susan. Great to talk with you again. The industry is gearing up for an exceptional spring ASC convention and expo, and I hope your readers will want to be part of it. I did talk with Matt Croson this week, and he's president of the ASC, and he tells me that with 7 weeks to go until the meeting, we're 3 weeks ahead of last year's pace and a week ahead from the record-setting show we had in 2011. It looks like we should have 500 total attendees down in Atlanta.
Outstanding. What will the keynote speakers be discussing?
Well, we have four keynote sessions dedicated to managing different aspects of the chemical supply chain for our sector. On Monday morning, Paul Hodges of International eChem will talk about, and I'll use an acronym here, VUCA Challenge. And VUCA stands for Volatility, Uncertainty, Complexity, and Ambiguity. As we come out of the recession, our sector continues to experience a lot of this, and Paul has ideas on how companies can create their own path through this new normal. On Tuesday morning, John Warner of the Warner Babcock Institute for Green Chemistry will discuss entropic control of material design as an example of green chemistry. Our industry is focusing on green chemistry as a value add, and companies are looking for innovation that can support this effort. On Tuesday, our lunch speaker will be the most senior-ranking EPA official that the ASC has ever had to speak with us at our convention. Jim Jones leads the Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention and is an acting assistant to the administrator for the EPA. He will discuss the agency's approach to chemicals management, and really this is a must-have for the industry leaders. Mm-hmm. Our closing speaker will be Dave Nicastro from Building to Diagnostics. His session will explore the importance and service of life durability within the sealant space. Overall, the keynote speakers will be a great blend of forecasting and chemistry trends that I think all of our attendees will want to understand for their own individual businesses.
The technical sessions also look really interesting. What are some of the topics that attendees can expect to learn about?
Well, we once again grouped the sessions down into four-hour tracks, and we'll focus on raw materials, green chemistry, regulatory affairs, trends in green chemistry, polyurethanes and packaging, and a special advanced technology track. I would suggest that your readers and listeners to this podcast pay close attention to the session. We'll have seven speakers from advanced research labs across the U.S. who will be sharing some of the emerging research they focus on in the lab. Some of the focus will be on biomimicry and also new polymer research. The advanced technology tracks gives our chemist attendees a chance to look into the future and see where their industry is heading.
Okay, great. The expo and reception will be held on Monday evening. This is always a great opportunity to network and learn about new technologies.
You're right, Susan. It's always a great opportunity to find innovations, especially this year since we've grown the expo to include 73 exhibiting companies, including 17 companies that are brand new to the expo. 3 years ago, we had 45 exhibitors, and we made the expo a board priority for the council team as we wanted to ensure that our industry stayed on top of the innovations happening out there. We're thrilled with this positive response and pleased to have such a strong showing for the attendees to view.
Sounds great. Please tell us about some of the other fun networking opportunities.
Well, the fun run is back. After a seven-year hiatus, we have a group of us that will be spending some time from 6 to 7 a.m. in the morning running or walking the three-mile course. Not a bad way to get the day started and have some fun together. We'll also have a networking golf outing on Sunday morning from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. and expect to have a good crowd for this event as well. And we'll have our normal first-timers reception, welcome event, breakfasts, and lunch on Tuesday, and a closing reception on Tuesday night. It's certainly going to be a fast-paced 2.5 days, and we're on our way to having, as I said earlier, on our way to having a record-setting crowd of 500-plus.
Well, it sounds like this is going to be another great ASC event. Thanks again, Rusty.
Hey, thanks, Susan. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you again and give you kind of an update on the happenings of ASC. Hope to see everybody in Atlanta, and then maybe a lot of your readers will stop by your ASI booth at the expo and say hello to you and perhaps set up their own podcast in the future.
That would be great. To learn more, read the preview article in our April 2013 issue, available now at adhesivesmag.com, or visit the ASC's website at ascouncil.org.